WNBA player who got Enes Kanter ejected called Tyler Robinson a far-right Republican. By Warner Todd Houston on August 24, 2026. Natasha Cloud, the Chicago Sky player who got Enes Kanter freedom ejected from Sunday's game, has a long history of false accusations against Charlie Kirk and other hate-filled, racist social media posts. Indeed, Cloud even seems to understand that her social media presence is problematic because she has often posted calumny and lies, only to delete them soon after. For instance, after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was brutally murdered right in front of his wife, Cloud raced to her social media to claim that Kirk's accused murderer, Tyler Robinson, was a Republican. So how y'all gone twist this? Raised in a good middle-class family, dad was an officer/church leader, whole family of Republicans and gun owners, and Trump supporters, Cloud wrote, according to Fox News. Tyler Robinson and his parents were Republicans. Far-right Republicans, she added. There is no evidence that Robinson was registered as a Republican or had a history of voting for anyone on the right. After that post, Cloud then went on a rant falsely accusing white people of threatening historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. So why were you all threatening HBCUs when it was a 22-year-old white boy from Utah who shot Charlie? Racism. Not politics. Racism. Difference in policy is you giving tax cuts to billionaires. Y'all dumb, but I digress. Your hatred for other people is not politics. Natasha Cloud, at @t_cloud4, September 12, 2025. There have been no stories of HBCUs being threatened by white people. Her ex-posts have been so unhinged that the group Stop Anti-Semitism railed at her in 2025, calling her behavior abhorrent. Vol anti-Semitic posts from WNBANY Liberty player Natasha Cloud. Claims IPAC controls the U.S. Compares the Jewish right to self-determination, i.e., Zionism, to the KKK. Claims Israel has been raping Palestinian women for 75 years. Cloud's behavior is abhorrent too. pic.twitter.com/amtsis.ekeke. Stop Anti-Semitism, at Stop Anti-Semites, August 26, 2025. Speaking of Charlie Kirk, Cloud also posted numerous posts filled with lies about what she claimed Kirk had said in the past. For instance, in one post she claimed Kirk said black women aren't educated. Also stated black women aren't educated. Yet I have a higher degree, as Charlie was a college dropout. But yeah, John Nikki put white nationalist before the Christ in your bio. Let people know exactly who you are. Natasha Cloud, at @t_cloud4. September 12, 2025. But Kirk never said black women aren't educated. He also did not say all black women lack the brain processing power to be taken seriously, which is the line Cloud was probably trying to reference. As Fox noted, Cloud has also posted many screeds against white people, capitalism, Donald Trump, immigration and ICE, and a long list of other left-wing topics. Here are some of her other posts. Y'all some fake-ass Catholics and Christians. Have the day you deserve. Natasha Cloud, at @t_cloud4, October 26, 2025. I'll fix this propaganda. Americans want our taxes to go to Americans. Not a genocide, not to foreign alliances. Not to that stupid-ass ballroom for the man-child in the WH. Also, who will be impacted most is big core/millionaires. That's who he's raising the taxes for. Natasha Cloud, at @t_cloud4, October 17, 2025. Y'all scared of what's unknown because all we have ever known is this capitalistic approach to life. Billions of dollars are sent every day to foreign countries instead of taking care of American families. Where's your outrage? Where is your America first? Natasha Cloud, at @t_cloud4. October 14, 2025. Thought we were America first? Cause Israel has free healthcare provided by. Ding ding ding. The American taxpayers. I want my tax dollars to go to Americans that this government keeps telling us we don't have money for. Natasha Cloud, at @t_cloud4, October 2, 2025. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter @WTHouston.